organized a conspiracy to abduct children, to falsely imprison a family, and to commit criminal extortion. And the other counts had to do with allegations of child molestation.
These were serious allegations, the most ridiculous allegations. Anyone who knows Michael is not a pedophile.
Mr. Jackson has been booked into the county jail. He has since been released. He has posted the bail, and he has been given an arraignment date.
It bothered me because I was wondering how he was feeling and how he was dealing with it. Michael used to always tell me I'd rather slit my own wrist than hurt a child. And here they are trying to accuse me of the thing that I love best, and that's children, accuse me of molesting them.
The more I looked at the facts, the more I conversed with him, the more ridiculous these charges appeared. He just did not seem like the kind of person that could ever engage in this kind of behavior. Mr. Snedden was obsessed with taking down Michael Jackson. My understanding is that in the mid-90s, Mr. Snedden personally traveled to Australia and Canada, and perhaps other countries I'm not aware of, to find witnesses against Michael Jackson. He also arranged to have a website at the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department where they were looking for any witnesses or evidence against Michael. Finally, in